Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live. Back by popular demand, holiday hit Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol returns to Rubicon Theater Company. Adapted by producing artistic director Carol Lynn Burns and directed by Brian McDonald, this innovative retelling of the classic is presented as a play with music. Children will thrill at the highly theatrical elements, with characters playing inanimate objects and animals on a multi-level set. And adults can look forward to the faithful treatment of this timeless tale. Make your holidays extra special this year with what the Ventura Breeze calls an amazing, astonishing, awe-inspiring show. A Christmas Carol runs December 6th through December 23rd on Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. That's RubiconTheater.org.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
So, of course, we're going to start off with a little inspiration, and a mother is one who can take the place of all others, but whose place no one else can take. And, you know, my mom used to say is one mom can raise 10 kids, but 10 kids can't help one mom. And so many times that's so true.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm really excited to talk with you. And again, we're talking about on the front lines of responding to the California wildfires, and you're one of the therapists, right, that are treating trauma victims and their families from the natural disasters. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Great. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, and some of the important things that the therapists are trained to do in the crisis moments of for intervention.
Well, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist here in California, and we are all trained in trauma, how to help people work through trauma, and then some of us go on to get training in crisis intervention. And so when a crisis like the horrible wildfires that we've just endured here in the North Bay happen, the first focus is those what we call psychological first aid, where we have really three primary goals, is to, help people normalize the feelings that are going on after a horrible trauma like this, and to help them figure out the best coping skills and mechanisms that they can use for that immediate aftermath of the crisis, and then to help plug them into support systems so that they're, you know, they're not alone and they're getting that support. So that's a kind of first level of response.
Right. And how important is a therapist that, you know, as if they already say they have a therapist or there's somebody there just talking to their family, how important is it a therapist to, that's trained in crisis response intervention?
It is really critical that the therapist be trained in crisis intervention because it's actually very different than doing psychotherapy. After a crisis, you know, we're not looking to do deep trauma work and therapy work. We're really trying to help the victims of these crises to stabilize, to reduce the intensity of the stress reactions that happen after a crisis like this, and help them to regain some sense of equilibrium and balance emotionally and physically, because there are so many physical symptoms when you have that rush of adrenaline and you're dealing with, you know, life and death. So it's very important that therapists who are interested in working in crisis intervention get this extra layer of training.
Wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, you know, I always say life happens to all of us. And, of course, we're talking about wildfires and, of course, all the pain and the, you know, it's just, our whole world's been in tragedy, and it feels like. But, of course, we're talking with Patricia Ravitz. And, Patricia, tell us, I mean, what type of emotions, you know, it's hard for us. We obviously know that, you know, there's grief if they've lost somebody, but then they've lost all their belongings that they've, you know, worked all their life for. What are people going through, and how do they get through that?
Initially, I think for a lot of the victims of this fire, there was just really a sense of shock. So that's one of the things that our bodies kind of lock into to help us to be able to just get through the crisis. So you're kind of numb, and there's often not a lot of emotion for some people. For others, the emotion is right there. But what happens over time is that some of these feelings start breaking through, and there's a really terrible sense of helplessness, hopelessness, depression, and sometimes a tendency to withdraw, because often people will think about someone else who lost more or had, you know, greater impact, and so they minimize the importance of their own loss and grief and trauma. People will experience a lot of fear and anxiety and, a sense of dread, like they just don't feel safe in the world anymore. Mm-hmm. And this precipitates difficulty sleeping. Sometimes people have difficulty eating, and just, you know, this general sense of a loss of control in the world.
Right. And let me ask you, Patricia, is there people that don't want to have therapy and they just avoid seeking therapy?
I think there are, you know, that we live in a culture where there's still such a stigma on on going to therapy for some people. And, you know, we're a culture that's, you know, kind of tough it out, just get through it by yourself, you know, a kind of individuality, like I'm just going to handle this myself. And, you know, that can be really problematic in a situation like this, because people need support both in their community and a place to come to, you know, to talk and express all of their fears and their deepest pain, and know that they don't have to take care of the person that they're talking to. And that's why it's so important to seek professional help.
Oh, I never thought about
help.
It that way. One less person that they don't have to take care of. Wow.
Exactly.
I never thought about that.
And especially
somebody
in something
who likes
like this.
To take care of everybody, you know? Wow,
right.
That's a great point. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I love it. So if one of my listeners are going through a hard time right now, even if it's not these fires, or maybe they've known someone, you know, there was the Las Vegas. Remember I hear there's somebody that made it home safe from Las Vegas, but then their house burned down, you know, and, it's just, there's
kind of shock and disconnect all over the place and losses and grief, what tips or what things could you tell somebody who's not going through it that they can support, you know, any of these victims?
Well, the most important thing is to turn up. And often victims don't seek help. They don't ask for someone else's time. They just like I said, try to go through it themselves. So, you know, call them, turn up, you know, where they are, ask, you know, what you can do, and just be there. That is really the most important thing, because the sense that you've got someone there who is caring and sees you and has some understanding of what you're dealing with makes all the difference. And then if you're experiencing symptoms that really are too much to deal with in a kind of friendship relationship, you know, things like that I mentioned before, or, you know, sometimes people will start having cognitive difficulties, like they're having trouble remembering things or concentrating and that kind of thing. So if you are supporting someone who's been the victim of a crisis, encourage them to call a marriage and family therapist, and even just go in to assess whether they need the support of the therapist or not, because sometimes it's really hard to tell by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is there, where can my listeners find out more information?
So there's a wonderful resource on the web, counselingcalifornia.com. There are therapists all over the state of California, and you can learn a lot about them in order to choose which therapist you think is the best for you and your situation. So I encourage people to go on to counselingcalifornia.com.
California.com. And are these services free to people, or do they have to pay, or how does that work?
So it depends on the therapist. I know that there are therapists now who are offering pro bono help to victims of these horrible crises, mm-hmm. and that's something that you can feel free to ask about, or if there's financial difficulty, whether there's a sliding scale. Insurance does cover therapy for for people who have insurance. Mm-hmm. So there are ways to, you know, get it worked out so that people get the help they need. And it's so important to get the help early. You know, try not to wait, because the symptoms can get more entrenched. So just go in, talk about it, see if you need a few more sessions, or, you know, you're okay to go on and use your social circle for support.
Great. All right. Well, again, thank you, Patricia, for sharing this on my show. And I appreciate what everybody's doing. So thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Please stay with us, and we're going to listen to some of our great sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Back by popular demand, holiday hit Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol returns to Rubicon Theatre Company. Adapted by producing artistic director Carol Lynn Burns and directed by Brian McDonald, this innovative retelling of the classic is presented as a play with music. Children will thrill at the highly theatrical elements, with characters playing inanimate objects and animals on a multi-level set. And adults can look forward to the faithful treatment of this timeless tale. Make your holidays extra special this year with what the Ventura Breeze calls an amazing, astonishing, awe-inspiring show. A Christmas Carol runs December 6th through December 23rd on Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. That's RubiconTheater.org.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our lives. And today I've got Dr. Kai Winther joining us. We've got some exciting news about aching bones and joints, and of course, Bone and Joint Health Awareness Week. And we're going to talk a little bit about Dr. Winther's going to kind of clue us in. He is a clinical biologist and has published several studies in peer-reviewed journals on efficiency and also rose hip as a treatment for osteoarthritis. And his research is centered on joint, muscular, and cardiovascular diseases. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that. And, of course, we welcome Dr. Winther. Dr. Winther, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you for inviting me to join you.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about who you are, and are you still in Denmark?
You see, basically, I'm a medical doctor, but I realized early in my career that a lot of the normal prescription medicine do have side effects.
Yeah.
And for that interest and for that reason, it could be interesting to look around if we could find other treatments. So I have been through a lot of different plants and bushes to find active ingredients in Mother Nature, and that way around create new medicine. Because I do believe that we need some new medicine. Because, for example, if you take the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, we all know that they have side effects. We all know that a certain amount of the consumers get gastrointestinal side effects from the non-steroidals, et cetera. So we need new treatments. And what really struck me was that a lot of the elderly who, for example, had osteoarthritis, which will come to any elderly person, they went to their doctor, and then they would have some prescription medicine, synthetic opioids or something like this, or they may have non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and they would have side effects. And what happened was that you were treating the symptom of the disease. You were not treating the reason. Because the reason of osteoarthritis is that your cartilage is worn out, is starting to disintegrate. So what you should do was that you should try and find a treatment of the cartilage. You should repair the cartilage instead of taking away the pain, because the pain is only a symptom of the worn out cartilage. So this was my background to start. Yeah.
Okay, very interesting. And now, what do you think that actually causes our pain and, stiffness?
You see, it all comes from the cartilage, which disintegrate, and you have less and less cartilage in your major joints. It could be the hip or the knee, or it could even be the hands.
Right.
And then the bones more or less starts to rub against each other, and you will have pain. And for many years, doctors believed, and I also believed myself, that the glucosamine and chondroitin would help, because we know that the glucosamine and chondroitin is in the cartilage. And we were treating with this for many years. But year by year, we learned more. And today we have realized, at least in Europe, that glucosamine and chondroitin does not work. It is not any better than placebo. So we dramatically needed new treatments. So for that reason, I even put more effort on my research in finding new agents which could repair the cartilage. Okay. And a very successful research program was the GoPro-Rosep treatment.
And now, is that a prescription or over-counter?
No, it is not a prescription. You can go and buy it. It is indeed, GoPro is an all-natural plant-based supplement. And it is even in the U.S. market now, so you can even get it in U.S.
Okay, and that's the GoPro rose hip with, how do you say the last, is it galactolipids?
Galactolipid. You see, the galactolipids, so this is a whole family of molecules in the rosehip. And one family member have a very, very long and strange name. And to keep it simple, we changed the name to the very simple GoPro. And what we were able to show in the laboratory was that GoPro works as an anti-inflammatory agent. And doctors in Switzerland were able to show that GoPro also works as an agent which improves the cartilage quality.
Wow.
It can have the cartilage to get in. So we are treating the reason for the disease. We are not treating the symptoms.
Wow.
And this also explains that you need to be a little patient, because you need to take the GoPro for a while before it works, because we are going to repair the cartilage and the inflammation. And this takes a certain time. Mm. If you are going to take a painkiller, it would work in 2 hours. If you're going to repair the reason for the pain, it will take a little longer time. But it is better in the long run to repair the reason for the pain instead of taking a painkiller.
I completely agree, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Dr. Kai Winther, and we're talking about really kind of, I mean, I'm not one to take medicine. I would rather either exercise or you know, do something alternative, and you're talking about GoPro here. Now, is it normal course of aging, though, to have bone and joint pain?
It is very, very normal. In Europe, we do not recognize osteoarthritis as a disease. We say this is a natural part of aging. Like your skin will change when you get older, your cartilage quality will also change. So what we're trying to do is to find treatments which can keep your cartilage, and for that sake also your skin, in pretty good condition. So you can avoid pain and stiffness in your hip and in your knee and in your hands.
And now let me ask you, so are there supplements that, can you take too many? How does that work for each person, different sizes, different weights?
Of course, we have taken pretty high doses at the beginning also to make sure that there were no side effects. But even if we took the 10 double of the daily dose, there were no side effects at all. And today, as far as here in Europe at least, the recommended daily dose is 3 to 4 grams per day. If you are heavyweight, maybe 5 grams a day.
Uh-huh. And no side effects. And it doesn't matter if you're on a medication or anything.
No side effects at all. And it goes with any medicine. Also, if you're in blood dilution, for example, warfarin, it goes with any medicine. So there's no interaction with other treatments. So you can put it on top of what else you take.
Oh, I like that. Now, let me ask you, if somebody's suffering from, like, say, lupus or, because they have pain, joint pain, is that something that you would still recommend for that?
What we know today is that GoPro works in osteoarthritis, and that it also works in rheumatoid arthritis. We have been running a study together with the university in Berlin, and we were able to show that, for example, the number of sore joints declined by 40% after 6 months of treatment with GoPro. So we know it works in rheumatoid arthritis and it works in osteoarthritis. It may work in inflammatory bowel disease. We have one small study on morbus Crohn, which is an inflammatory bowel disease, and there are strong indications that it could work there too, but we need to do more research on that topic.
Mm, okay, and where do we find this?
I know that Walgreens, the vitamin shop, and many other retail outlets have it. You can get it in the States. And if you want to learn more about the product and to read our papers, you can go on the internet, gowithgopal.com.
GoPro,
you can find more information.
GoPro.com. Okay, very cool.
Yeah, go with it. Yeah.
Do you currently take this?
You see, I'm in a very special situation. In my family, they all get more than 100 years old. So I think I have not yet got to the level in my life where I will take it, but it may come one day.
Oh, so okay. So you're saying don't take it even as a precaution. Take it only when you need it.
I do believe that we should take it as a precaution. I do believe in the fact that it is okay to cure, but I mean, if you can do prevention, it is even better. Prevention is better than cure. So I could highly recommend that we start to take this early in life.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being a guest here. And, of course, it's Dr. Winther. We're talking about GoPro. And, of course, their website, more information, is gopro.com. And what exactly is in there, Doctor?
Could you please repeat your question? I didn't quite get it.
What exactly is in GoPro as far as what are we going to be, you know?
You see, we have isolated. We saw from the very beginning that if you took the whole powder, the seeds and the shells from roasted fruits and you were treating, then we could see that there was an anti-inflammatory impact, and we could also see this impact on the cartilage. And then, of course, we started to discuss what could be the active ingredient, what molecule inside the rosehip is the active one, and we were looking after this for many years. And this is a very difficult topic. It is nearly like finding a needle in a haystack. But after some years of research, we found a special galactolipid, a very long-chained fatty acid, and some sugar moiety. And this is what we today call GoPro. And this molecule we were able to show in laboratory settings, it worked on the cartilage. It worked as an anti-inflammatory. So the active ingredient in the rosehip powder is this GoPro molecule.
Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting. I'm going to look into this myself. And again, I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Dr. Winther, thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
You got it. All right. You have a really great rest of your day. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be back, and stay with us.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3355. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
All right, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And, of course, we talk to everyone out there. I do want to remind you of our podcast. And our podcast is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. If you miss any part of our interview right now, I'd love you to tune in there, and you can hear it anytime. I'm really excited to be talking with Scott Thacker, and of course Scott is talking about building better communities and how you can help break down social barriers. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Scott Becker is president of Nissan Foundation and senior vice president of administration, Nissan North America. And I welcome everyone to tune in. I do want to remind you of our phone number here, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Scott, are you there? How are you?
I am. Thanks very much for having me, Kim.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're going to be talking about. And I know that you've got some grants and to nonprofits in Southern California.
Yeah, very, very excited to be here to talk a little bit about some of the work the Nissan Foundation is doing. I'm an executive with Nissan North America, but also serve as president of the Nissan Foundation. And as you may know, we have some pretty deep roots in Southern California. In 1992, we created the Nissan Foundation actually as a response after a lot of what occurred after the Rodney King trial, with the purpose of trying to promote greater understanding and respect among people of different cultures and to celebrate the diverse cultural heritage that we have here in the U.S. So for the past 24 years, we've been supporting nonprofits across the United States. Over 100 nonprofits have received grants from us, and we've given out over the years $9.3 million. I'm particularly excited today to talk about our 2016 grants. $700,000 is being given out to 27 nonprofits, and we're very excited that five of those nonprofits, in fact, are in Southern California.
Oh, great. Okay, can you tell us where they are, first of all?
Yeah, absolutely. So the five nonprofits receiving grants are the Autry National Center of the American West is getting $15,000.
Okay.
This is the 12th year that we've supported them. They have a program, the Voices of Native America, a theater program, and their American Indian Arts Marketplace. And over the years, we've given them a total of $165,000. They're doing some really great work to create a greater level of understanding of the Native American culture. Secondly, we're very excited about a new recipient that we have not supported in the past, but the Connected Cultures Mobile Museum, which has a great idea, which is to bring a mobile curriculum to different schools in the LA area to enhance their overall education experience and to provide more of an immersive experience when it comes to understanding different cultures. So they'll be getting $10,000 from us. For the 12th year, we'll be supporting the Japanese American National Museum. We're giving $15,000 this year, and to date, over 12 years, we've given $180,500, supporting their school visits program, which provides admission fee and transportation and development of materials as well to teach, once again, about cultural enhancement and exchange. The L.A. Opera, which we've supported for 10 years, is getting $10,000 for their Voices for Tolerance program, as well as the San Diego Children's Museum is getting $20,000. Their Escondido Route series showcases diverse cultures as well, and this is the fourth year supporting the San Diego Children's Museum.
Wow, good for you guys. You know, why is it so important to be involved and give back to your community?
We feel very strongly that in the communities where we live and work, we want to be part of the community. We want to enhance the lives of people in the community. We like, obviously, to be involved in places where we have employees or business partners. But in addition, we think it's really critically important to promote diversity and inclusion in a world where there's a lot of conversation around these topics. We think it's important to be a voice in that conversation. We are, in fact, among the major automakers in the U.S. We have the most diverse customer base as well. 38% of our customers are ethnically diverse, and we want to continue that ongoing engagement and conversation with our customers.
Wow. And let me ask you a question. How do you pick or select to receive grants? How do you select the nonprofits?
Yeah, thank you very much, Kim. The approach we have is we have an annual cycle where any nonprofit that's interested in getting support from us can go to our website. It's at NissanUSA.com, and there's a specific page for the Nissan Foundation where nonprofits can apply. We have an internal vetting process. We also visit each of the applicants, and engage with them personally to understand what they're trying to do, and through that process, we then determine how the money will be allocated.
Wow, I love it. And now, how can nonprofits in our area apply for this? Do they just go to that? I mean, is there a chance that other, you know, foundations can be involved in this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we take a very careful look at all of the proposals that we receive. So anyone that goes to that site can get information about how the process works and can fill out an application, and we reach out to everyone to understand what they're doing in the community. There obviously are many, many needs, and often there isn't enough to support every organization, but we try to support as many as we possibly can, and we like to do as much as we can in the communities to promote all the work they're doing. Certainly hope your listeners have an opportunity to engage with some of the great organizations that we're supporting in Southern California.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here. And of course, we're talking with Scott Becker, president of Nissan Foundation and senior vice president administration of Nissan North America. Let me ask you a question. You know, how did your company really, how was it founded? You could tell us a little bit of your background.
Sure. Well, I mean, Nissan's been doing business in the United States for many years. We used to be based in Southern California. We're currently based in Nashville, Tennessee, but still have a very deep footprint in California with sales and distribution and training in the Southern California area. Our foundation is an arm of the business that's been around for 24 years, and we're extremely proud of the work that it's been doing in communities. We're hoping to continue to grow the influence and impact we can have in various communities.
Wow, that's great. And how many employees do you service? And you know, I mean, you service all over the place, correct, obviously?
We have about 22,000 employees in the United States currently.
That's it.
And many other partners as well. We work very closely with a lot of the suppliers, and we have a large network of dealers throughout the country as well. So we like to work very closely with suppliers and dealers and employees where we can all partner together to help support nonprofits.
Wow, I love it. And I know, you know, we're talking about giving back to the community, but I want to know, okay, so what's your top car right now so that we can share that with everybody? I love Nissans. I was like one of my first cars, and so we just got to just mention that a little bit, right?
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, we have recently launched a new version of our Murano and our Maxima, which are really beautiful vehicles. We're also selling a lot of a vehicle called the Rogue as well. People these days look for crossovers that have a lot of great utility, great fuel economy and safety, and the Rogue is a top-selling car for us that is doing very well, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's always like a win-win, and that's how I look at it is, you know, we're doing great business, and we're giving back. And so, again, I do want to thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. NissanUS.com, correct, is more information for our listeners and any nonprofits that are in our area that can apply for a grant for Nissan Foundation. And can you leave us with one thought of all the foundations that you've worked with? What's the one thing that always comes back to you?
I think what comes back to me personally and to other members of the board, foundation board, is anything that's impacting children. We have a number of programs where children are having an opportunity to get a new experience, whether it's a cultural experience, a music experience, and the kind of impact that can have on young people's lives is something that really means a lot to us.
Wow, I love that. Scott Becker, thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to talking with you again and having you back on. And again, I do just want to give out that website again, NissanUS.com. Look them up and see how we could make a difference, all of us. And again, I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you kindly, Kim. Thanks very
much. You got it. You have a really great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Please stay with us, and we're going to listen to some of our great sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live. Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the better side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our life. And of course, organizing yourself can add a lot of value to our lives. And as I'm sitting here looking at, our studio, and there's this stuff, sometimes you could just put it away, and then there's people that like having it right out in front of them. And today joining me is Katie and Kelly McManaman, and that's a twister right there. Is it? Okay, good. I thought I wasn't the only one. Okay, but you guys have come out with a great book, and of course it's Organize Your Way. And so it's by personalities. I love this. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And if you miss any part of our show, you can always go to our podcast. And of course, that podcast is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Katie and Kelly, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You guys are sisters, right?
Yes. And we were forced to share a room when we were children, which is kind of the beginning of how we started realizing that people organize differently, because we have always kept our spaces very differently. Kelly, unfortunately,
Katie,
was forced to walk through my... Yeah?
Okay, so let's see. Katie, what's your space? Are you the neat one or the...
I'm the messy one.
Little...
I am the... Oscar.
Okay, and Kelly...
I've always been super tidy. I've always lined my stuffed animals up on my bed. Now I do pillows, but just a grown-up version of that.
Isn't that odd, you guys? Okay, see, and you know what? I know. I have a sister, and I have my two daughters, and, oh, my God, one, you could never see the floor, and the other one, it was like, oh, I can't even walk in and talk to her. She just makes me crazy, you know, and now they're best of friends, you know, but, and their houses are spotless. Go figure, you know. I don't know what, have you guys changed? Kelly, have, Katie, have you changed?
No, I haven't changed.
Oh,
no, But I am more organized. I know where things are, and I don't keep it as neat as my sister does on a regular basis. But when company comes over, my house looks good. People say it looks cozy, but it still looks good.
I love it. So how did you guys come up? And is this your first book?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And now, how did you come up with the personality is the key to organization?
Really, it was just that we're so different. And so we kind of had that kernel from the beginning that, you know, maybe there's a different way to organize people like Katie. Because for me, obviously, these, you know, I'm usually who the organizer is. I'm organizing people and I'm doing it my way. But a lot of times that's why people can't keep it up, because they're not me. Their brains are wired differently.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of steeped in personality type. And so we just really had a hunch. And then we started this organizing business. And then essentially we were kind of like organizational.
Oh, so you guys have an organizing. Okay, so you both also have an organizing business too. So
yeah.
Katie, do you,
you've been in people's
you do this too?
I know. People's medicine cabinets.
Wow.
Yes.
I like that. Okay, I know this is really odd, but Katie, when's your birthday?
On November 3rd.
Okay, and Kelly?
January 5th. I'm a very good Capricorn.
Okay, because I'm a Capricorn. Okay, I wanted to make sure we were still in line with each other, okay? Isn't that odd? Okay, and you probably have, like, you set your goals and you make your goals and we're, yeah. And you're really hard on yourself.
Okay. Sometimes I even add things that I've already done onto my to-do list to check it off.
I will write a to-do list,
and I won't ever refer to it for years, and then I'll look at it, and I will have done everything on my to-do list. It's all in my head.
See, Katie. Okay, so you guys, I love it. Unfortunately, I could totally relate to Kelly. And my husband says I make lists of my lists, you know.
That's a double list. Good for you. Yeah.
I know. Oh, God. Anyways, okay, so I love that. So it really does kind of, I think it falls under the stars a little bit, you know, but the importance of being honest with yourself, okay? You know what? And, you know, what's interesting is, but when I'm at my office, I can't, you know, I'm not one of those people like, I would love to have everything put away, but it just doesn't work for me. Okay, I'm going to talk to Kelly again. Kelly, how do you do your office? Is everything put away all nice and neat?
Everything's put away, but you, I mean, first of all, you could actually be a hybrid type that likes to have things out, but also really likes to-do list and be scheduled, you know, have more fixed scheduling. So my type is called a classic, and I need everything kind of hidden away, and I'm also very structured with my time. But there are hybrid types, like an organic structure, for example, that needs to have things out to remember them, and it has more visual memory, and it doesn't bother them to see the things as long as they're kind of, you know, relatively organized. But then also
in order.
The scheduling. So that could be you, and what I would do is just tell you it's okay to have the piles. You know, if they're bugging you, you can put more structure around them, label them so other people can interact with them. We really tell them to tell people who have a visual memory not to feel like they need to file away things. A lot of times that's what one of the number one requests are from these visual memory types, like, I got to learn to file. But, you know, if you're an adult and you haven't learned to file, it's probably not for you. I mean, if you actually are somebody who needs to file, you would have taught yourself and you're doing it already. So we kind of come up with these piling systems where you figure out what your piles are. You know, maybe there's four piles, maybe there's five, maybe there's 10 if you're more like Katie's type. And that's your filing system. You know, when those piles fill up, maybe you go through them and you get rid of a bunch of stuff. But really, you kind of save filing cabinets for deep storage.
Okay, so both of you ladies, okay, tell us, what are we going to find in your book? Like, what's the first thing that people need to know?
To find out and know what your personality type is.
Accept who you are, that it's okay. Strengths and weaknesses.
No shame, no blame.
No shame, no blame.
And then we have awesome
illustrations
that show you things, too, which is nice. We think visuals are good, so you can see, you know, because so, half of us
well,
are visual types.
Well, congratulations. That is so cool that you guys did this as sisters. I'm really excited for you, and congratulations on your first book. Okay, so what are all the different personalities? And let's just start there. Let's see if we could break this down so my listeners can really understand this and get something from it. And, of course, you're going to have to get one of these books. So,
well, there's 8 pixie personality types in total, but there's 4 overarching ones. And so on the really neat side of the spectrum starts with classics. that's me. And they like clear surfaces, calm colors, like I said, fixed scheduling, to-do lists. We plan ahead. We like things hidden away, a place for everything, everything in its place, behind a closed door. Then, you know, a little bit further in the spectrum, there are funds, who are also very detail-oriented, like classics. They like clean surfaces, but as long as there's a place for everything and everything in its place, they can handle a few more things out. Sometimes, like, more into vibrant colors. We always joke they kind of maybe invented color coding and often color code their clothes in their closet. They're great in a crisis, a little more flexible with their scheduling, don't necessarily need to-do lists, don't obsess over them, and, you know, it can have things hidden away.
Hi, Peter. I just pulled your line from the call. You still standing by?
I'm recording this interview.
Oh, yeah. I apologize. I'll put your line right back through. Thank you.
Next interview's canceled.
Yep. Thank you.
They're both visual and have a lot of piles, but they also are love their to-do lists and scheduling advance. They have to know things in advance. And then you have the smart freedoms and organic freedoms who don't, you know, have all their to-do lists in their head unless they're very overwhelmed and with lots to do. And, you know, sometimes when I am overwhelmed, I'll write things on my hand. And, you know, it's kind of an unconventional way to stay organized, but I don't forget then, you know. And, and they're not as good about time and stuff like that. And they're a little bit messier, too.
So you're more possessions than you always will, even after decluttering. Yeah. The two of us declutter in the same day. What we're left with, she'll always have more. And that's part of our just, you know, accepting who you are.
Okay, so what if there's things you can't get rid of? I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Katie and Kelly MacMenium, and we're talking about their first book, Organize Your Way. They're sisters. They figured out a way to make this work. I love that. Because husbands and wives, they're never usually the same, you know. I mean, my husband and I have tried cleaning our garage 100 times. And, you know, that's like probably like our worst thing we could do. And now he's like, I'll go in and go, what if we just start with this little corner? 30 years we've been trying to do this. Why? I mean, it just doesn't even make sense to me, you know. And he's like, either just throw it all away. I'm like, no, it's all good. And half of it, you know, like me, we could throw your corner away, you know, or, you know, we just don't see. And I'm sure you guys could relate to that, correct?
Well, one of the biggest obstacles to getting organized, or at least what we always find and tell people, is living with other people. That's really what makes organization so difficult, because everybody's so different.
Right. But we do have a solution for you, and it's called the Magical Later Box. And we talk about it because we don't tell you to throw things away. If you really have an attachment to something, but you don't have enough space, we're like, well, then just put it in a box for a while. Put all the stuff that you're not sure about, that you don't feel right throwing it out, but you're not sure should be in your, you know, you're like, I don't know. And you put that in the later box, and, you know, amount of time, 6 months, year, you know, and see if you remember what's in there. And if you remember what's in there, then maybe keep that. Everything else, you just go. You know, it gives yourself a chance to emotionally kind of grieve and let go before you actually do. And that way you don't
feel... Is that crazy that we have to grieve over things that, you know, it just doesn't... I know.
It's how your brain's wired. There's nothing you can do about it. So don't waste your time feeling bad about, you know, that takes you longer than another person. It's probably part of what makes that person really great, you know, that they're so caring. They care about their possessions. But if you forget about something and it's been a year, it's easier to be like, you know what? I totally forgot that. And I didn't care. So I can let go of it. So sometimes it has to be a two-step process. And somebody else is just going to throw it straight in the garbage can. But that doesn't mean their way is right. It's right for them. And your way is right for you.
Right. And, you know, really quick, I want to ask you, okay, what about maintenance? Here you do this huge job, okay? That's probably got to be the worst thing. Am I talking, like, firsthand here or what? You know,
Get
it all done. It makes you feel so good. And then somebody comes in and, are you kidding me? You know?
Or
it just slowly starts piling back up again.
It's a big part of the book is maintenance, because that's what you have to set systems into place that will be easy for you to maintain. And so that's like another trick that we talk about in the book a lot, about how to, you know, make it easy for you to maintain. That's why we talk a lot about one-step solutions. You know, for a type like me, like, there's no way I could hang my coat up on a hanger every day. I'm not going to be able to maintain it. But a hook, no big deal. I can do a hook.
Also something like, you know, laundry. Katie doesn't do laundry as often as I do. So, you know, I could have one hamper. Katie probably needs a few hampers. If you're not going to do your laundry every week, just accept it. Like, stop berating yourself. Get yourself another hamper so at least it's not on the floor or, you know, spread out on your chair.
You know what? I only talked to you guys for a couple minutes, and I could actually know who Katie and Kelly is separately here. I love it. I love that. Oh, God. Where do we find your book?
You find it online, Organize Your Way, or ever find books are sold. And you can also find it on our website, pixiesdidit.com. It's the answer to who organized your home, Pixies Did It.
Barnes & Noble, Amazon.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Yes, everywhere. It will be everywhere soon.
Everywhere find books are sold today.
Oh, yay. Okay, cool. I love what you guys have done. You've made a solution to, you know, everybody's problem, really. I mean, we all want to live a more organized life and finding solutions one step at a time. That's what it's all about. I can't wait to get mine. And I'd love to talk to you guys again. I know that I don't have a lot of time this week, but I would love to share this with all my listeners. And I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it. I'm going to give one to my husband. All right. And to all four of my children. So I love that. But anyways, guys.
A bulk sale.
I know.
Yes.
Huh? There you go. See? All right, you ladies. Thank you so much. And I just want to remind you to share our show with everyone, too. It's all about the brighter side of life. And, of course, this truly is the brighter side. And if you can't hear our radio show, you can go to my website. I mean, to my iPod, my iTunes/ The Kim Pagano Show, and hear our podcast there. So thank you, ladies, for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've had a lot of great guests. And, of course, I always like to end my show with a moment of happiness. Successful mothers are not the ones that have never struggled. They are the ones that never give up, and despite the struggles.